The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody that has been blessed since this program started, shout a big hallelujah. The shout of hallelujah, a shout of thanksgiving, is the brief exhortation that we'll be speaking about this morning. The shout of hallelujah, the shout of thanksgiving. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to Psalms 92, verse 1, verse 2, and then verse 10 to 14. Somebody said to encounter God this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Psalms 92, verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye also shall see my desires on my enemies, and my ears shall hear the desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Verse 14, where I will stop. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear you say amen? We have been on a series since we started this program. A shout of hallelujah, the shout of victory. We were on that on Wednesday, on Thursday, and on Friday night. We had two powerful sessions. You were here on Friday night, and you were blessed. Can I hear your big hallelujah? I mean, Friday night was something else. And I'm so sure you will have great testimonies as a direct result of that in Jesus' name. Now, listen to me in brief, because I'll be as brief as possible. It will be good that we don't over congest the inside since we have the wonder tent outside. Thank you, Jesus. One of the major reasons why the life of many don't go the way that is expected to go is because of ingratitude. And every man that wants the best of God, every man or woman that wants the best of God must be a thanksgiver. He or she must be a thanksgiver. God dislikes ingratitude. God does not like people that don't show gratitude. Just like many of us don't like people being ungrateful to us, God expects us to be grateful. And it is time for you and I to stop seeing what God is not doing, but for us to start seeing what he's doing. Until you are a thanksgiver, the best of you cannot emerge. Until you know how to praise this God, the best of you has not been seen yet. Thanksgiving, unfortunately, is a virtue that is not common in this present generation. It's something that is very scarce. If a person starts going out to the street now and starts complaining or crying, he will get more attention than if somebody starts praising God or dancing. Or people will ask him, what is there to thank God for? But if he's crying, people will run to him and say, what can we do to help you? What can we do to assist you? Why are you crying? They will start mourning with the person. Nobody will have cause to mourn with you in the rest of this 2019. I say nobody will have any evil cause to mourn with you in the rest of this 2019. Can I hear you say a big amen? In praise, you celebrate the person of God. But in thanksgiving, you celebrate the acts of God. When we praise God, we celebrate the person, the personality of God. Who God really is. A mighty God. Supporter, sustainer, helper. We celebrate him. Creator. Massive God. He's seated in heaven and maketh the earth his footstool. Angels bowing before him. Heaven paved with gold. Provider, sustainer, helper. A massive entity. We celebrate it in praise. But in thanksgiving, you look back. You look front. You look sideways. You look everywhere. And you will, if you search for something to thank God for, you will always find it. It's unfortunate that instead of searching for something to thank God for, we always search for something to complain about. In the call to worship that we read this morning in Psalm 103 verse 1 to 3 particularly, Psalm 103 verse 1 to 3, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Go on, beloved. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. May you not be a forgetful person in Jesus' name. I say, may you not be a forgetful person in Jesus' name. Can you still remember where you started from? Can you remember how you were attacked? Can you remember all the problems that your family went through when you were still young? Can you still remember all the things you went through when you were about to get married? When you were about to deliver? Can you still remember the problems you used to have in the past financially? We must not be forgetful. We must always remember his faithfulness. Quickly this morning, the following things should be noted about thanksgiving. Number one, or A, is that God loves thanksgivers. He loves them. May you be among God's lovers today in Jesus' name. Please, can you stop that? That's not in our culture. So, thanksgiving is very, very essential because God loves thanksgivers. He loves them with passion. Number two, things to note about thanksgiving is that thanksgiving is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything, we are meant to give thanks. Somebody say in everything. We are meant to give thanks, for this is the will of God. So our coming here this morning is God's will. Because we can remember his faithfulness. We can remember his love. Babies are coming. Marriages are coming. Admission are coming. People are traveling abroad and coming back. People are building houses, buying land. Massive companies, all sorts of businesses being started in the course of the year, and diverse testimonies, salvation of souls of all kinds, healings. You heard some this morning of that, my daughter, from the anointing oil. Three testimonies within just a few. Was having stomach pain, used it, and God healed her. She needed favor from the lecturer. She overslept. May God will have mercy on you that you overslept during your test. Means you didn't, anyway, that's that. But God will have mercy on you. And he actually had mercy on you. But the third testimony, I'm just hearing this morning because it was a battle, a running battle. A strange woman who was supposed to be like, maybe I can't remember the story very well, the way she told me and the sister told me, maybe like an hairdresser of the sister or something, took the sister's husband. The man started going to the house. The woman, somebody just told her one day, they have taken your husband home. Your head is, I don't take your husband, though. And then they went to the house and met the husband there. The woman is like a widow or so. And then young lady, fine lady sister, a lady that is already, you know, took the husband, was collecting the man's money. The man did not report money at home again. Thank God the lady was, she's very hardworking, into good business, and doing very well on her own, was taking care of the children. The husband will not even talk to her at all. Then one day she came and I said, I don't have any other power. I don't have anything you can go and give your sister. Just bring an oil. Let's pray on it together. And then she said, my sister even wants to talk to you now. And they called instantly in the office here. It's not, there was no special ceremony. I don't know the sister till now. Just called me and I said, I don't have any power, that we pray together. This is what to do. I'm sending oil to Lagos to you. You go to Bega, go and pick it up through your sister and use it. And the story just changed. The husband found his way home. left the jagajagacious woman and went back to the love of his life. Started drinking water again from the one he was before and abandoned the smelly one. We can't thank God enough. We can't appreciate God enough. This same year, a lady of about 10 years, almost 10 years of waiting on the Lord. Twins without any stress released unto her. And many testimonies we cannot be talking about because of time. It is obligatory for us to return and appreciate Him. My prayer for somebody here today is that even today you will have your own testimony. I say even today you will have your own testimony. Number three thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is the secret of strength. Psalm 92 verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 10. They go from strength to strength. All of them that appear in Zion. If you are a man or woman that wants the best of God. Psalm 84 verse 7. Psalm 84 verse 7. Beg your pardon. 84 verse 7. They go from strength to strength. All of them that appear in Zion. So when you come to the presence of God to thank Him, you assess strength. You assess the best of strength. And today, you are not living here as a weak person. I'm trying to tidy up as soon as possible to pave way for massive Thanksgiving this morning. Quickly this morning, how to maximize the blessedness of Thanksgiving. How do you maximize the blessedness of Thanksgiving? Number one, make Thanksgiving a habit. Psalm 100 verse 4. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Be thankful unto Him. And make it a habit. Make it a habit to always thank this God. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, say, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. That is, anything you do, add thanksgiving to it. Make your request known unto God. All of your prayer points in the course of this convention shall be answered without anyone being delayed in Jesus' name. Every single thing you have raised to God since this program started will return to you as a testimony. They will become testimonies for you in the name of Jesus. There are two types of thanksgiving that you must do regularly. Number one is preceding thanksgiving. Preceding thanksgiving. Preceding thanksgiving is the type of thanksgiving you give to God ahead, even though you have not seen what you are thanking God for. It was the kind of thanksgiving that Abraham did. Before he saw Isaac in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 20. Romans 4, 17 to 20. Even before Isaac came, Abraham was already thanking God. And as it's written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He just read it. He just heard it. I have made you a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Go on. Who against hope at close to 100 years? He did what we call preceding thanksgiving. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. His body, the Bible said his body was dead. You know what it means for a man's body to be dead. His body was dead when he was about 100 years. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now go to verse 20 and see. Can we read together, everybody? He staggered not at the promise of God through what? Unbelief. But what? But was strong in faith. He was giving glory to God. Right in the midst of battle, in the midst of mockery. They were mocking him. When he changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Ah, father of nations, at your age. They started mocking him. Somebody's here today, they are mocking you. Their mocking shall become your making. I said their mocking shall become your making. Though they have mocked you before, they will soon see that God has made you. I didn't hear your loud amen. I didn't hear your loud amen. People that are making fun of you, they are just wasting their mouth and their saliva. They have excess saliva. And so they want to use the excess saliva to do something. Very, very soon, they will be shocked at what my God will do in your life. I said they will be surprised at what my God will do in your life. So there's a Thanksgiving called preceding Thanksgiving. It's the one you do before admission comes. It's the one you do before baby comes. It's the one you do before handsome bobo comes. You know what I'm talking about. It's the one you do before your car comes. Without, there's no key inside the key holder, yet you are dancing with the key holder. Is the one you do with empty passport. There's no visa inside, yet you are dancing with it. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. You dance without, there's no visa in it yet, but you are dancing. You are giving God the glory. It's called preceding Thanksgiving. Jesus did it, and it worked for him. In John chapter 6, he did it, and used that preceding Thanksgiving to feed 5,000 men without women and children, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He used preceding Thanksgiving to bring out a shout of hallelujah. Somebody is here today. As you engage in your own preceding Thanksgiving today, your life is going to change for the better. Now, listen to this. Mark it. Mark it that I said it. And I said this under God. This month of June will not end before you have a testimony. This month of June will not end before you have a testimony. One of the wonderful, I don't want to disclose the person. Somebody came to me this morning to share a mega testimony with me of mega resources that has been hanging. They hang it, they use padlock to lock it somewhere. And yesterday, the thing was released. The padlock was broken. And the thing hit the person's account, bagam. You know, there is an alert that is just, there's a lot of bagam. Jagada, that is a alert that is massive. Something massive is visiting you today. Something you did not even expect or bargain for is visiting your family today. Something you did not even imagine is going to come for you will suddenly come for you. Blessings you never imagined will come for you will suddenly come for you. Where you least expected help from, help will come for you. Where you least expected assistance from, assistance will come for you. It will come for your husband. It will come for your wife. It will come for your business. It will come for your children. If you receive it, shout, I receive it. One more time, I receive it. Please sit down. A second kind of thanks we must give God this morning is the succeeding Thanksgiving. The first one is the preceding Thanksgiving. This one is the succeeding Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving you give God after He has done it. There is a Thanksgiving of He will make a way. There is a Thanksgiving of He has made a way. Oh my God. Ay, 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 ay. There is a Thanksgiving of he will make a way. You make a way. Don't tempt me this morning. I want to tidy this up one time. There is a Thanksgiving of succeeding that it comes after He has done it. And I tell you sincerely, He has done it for you. I say He has done it for you. You might not have seen it, but He has done it for you. I say you might not have seen it, but He has done it for you. He has done it in your family. And there are many things you can count. Me as a person, there's many I can count. He has done so much. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell you all. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Let's go on. I'm talking about how to maximize the blessedness of Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about making Thanksgiving a habit. I've talked about one way you can do that is preceding Thanksgiving, and B is succeeding Thanksgiving. Number two, I'll be talking about how to maximize the blessedness of Thanksgiving is to learn to count your blessings. Learn to count your blessings. Every one that counts his blessing, we always have cause to thank God. Do you know why people complain and murmur? They don't count their blessings. In Numbers chapter 11 verse 1, Numbers 11 verse 1, they murmured against God. They complained and God was grieved. And when the people complained, he displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard and his anger was kindled. There are some human beings, if they are angry, you are very scared. But if God gets angry, a man should get very, very scared. God will never be angry with you. What makes God angry with people? Not thanking him. That is one major thing that makes it grieves the heart of God. He did something for you last week. You wait 1 week to see. He was like, God, I even remember that thing you did, sir. I'm just coming to say thank you. He did something for you yesterday. You waited 24 hours to return the glory to him. Learn to count your blessings. Is it the sleeping and waking up of your children? Is it journey messes? Is it feeding? Is it protection? Is it guidance? Is it the returning of arrows that they send to you back to the senders? Is it your parents, your brothers, your sisters? Is it your church, your pastor? You know how many times I escaped death this year. You know the story, don't you? Mysteriously. We can't go into that now because of time. And if I wasn't here today, God forbid, this anniversary will still have held. Till now, it's still surprising me how I still think about it. How that car did not spark fire. You have a full load of petrol inside the car. There was a terrible accident to that extent. And you came out unscratched. Not even a single hair of my body was scratched. And my wife. Child. Nothing. And we're going for ministry work. Not that we're going for play or something. And we came out without strength. Even the driver came out without any problem. We must not complain. We must learn to thank him. I have much more to say, but I need to tidy this up right here. This morning, we have come to count our blessings. We have come to rejoice. We have come to appreciate him. We have come to celebrate him. My prayer is that thanksgiving will not be scanty in your mouth in Jesus' name. This morning, I want you to dance what you have never danced before. I know you danced very well on Friday. The dance on Friday is all over the internet already. Have you seen it? It's everywhere. It's the talk of the town presently now. But this morning's own, you know, the glory of the latter must surpass that of the former. So this morning's own, your step, you know, some of your dance steps, sometimes I've told you, I said, it's only in heaven we know if it is carnal or it is spiritual. I can't judge you. Because some, all these the things, I don't know. I don't know if it is carnal or spiritual, but only God knows. And only God knows the kind of dance that David danced, that his wife said he was dancing like a madman. Because for somebody to dance and the wife will say, the way you are dancing like a slave or you are dancing like a nobody. It's not a normal dance. So I will leave you to dance whatever you want to dance. David's dance. Praise the Lord. May the Lord give you more understanding of the power of praise. I didn't hear you say amen. When you get the power of praise, you are made. When you get the power of praise, you are made. On the day you understand what you carry, if you praise God regularly, you are made. And I pray that God will give you understanding. I must not close this service, this message this morning, without calling on my friends. We are not here for a jamboree. It's not a club. This is the house of God. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to praise God this morning very well. I want to appreciate God massively this morning. But I want to first make my ways right with God. I want God to forgive me. I know where I was last week. I know my stand with God. Not that you are a bad person. No, you are not a bad person, but you want to make your ways right with God. I want to pray with you this morning. Anywhere you are, I want you to. I will count to five. I want you to be on your feet. I will just pray with you, lead you again to Christ, and then we will move on. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want today, the final day of this event, to be a day you will never forget because you rededicated your life to Christ today. I want to pray with you. Please stand up. One, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You don't want to be the last person. You don't want to miss out on the shout of hallelujah. You don't want to miss out on the shout of hallelujah. You want God to bless you this morning. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. All heads bowed. I want you to search your heart again.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.